Czech Prime Minister Jan Fischer has been in Brussels on Tuesday, with the main item on his agenda how to deliver on his promise to have Czech ratification of the Lisbon Treaty completed by the end of this year. Specifically, how to get around a fresh obstacle thrown up by the Eurosceptic Czech President Václav Klaus. Meanwhile, here in the Czech Republic, the Czech Constitutional Court has just announced it will hold a public hearing on whether Lisbon's in line with Czech law in just 2 weeks' time. Ian Willoughby has been following the story and joins us now in the studio. So firstly, Ian, what does this latest announcement by the Constitutional Court actually mean?
Well, 2 weeks ago, Rosie, a group of Eurosceptic Czech senators sent the Lisbon Treaty to the Czech Constitutional Court to ask whether the document was in line with Czech law. And there had been expectations that could take the court at least 3 months or even possibly for a lot longer to reach a decision, which could then have held up the whole process of ratification of Lisbon for the whole of the EU for a long time. But earlier today, the Czech court made the announcement that it will hold a public hearing on the subject 2 weeks from today. That's October 27th. That will be attended by senior Czech political figures, including the president, Mr. Klaus. And I should also point out that while the Czech Constitutional Court usually delivers rulings on the same day as hearings like this, in the case of more complicated matters, they can postpone judgment. So the hearing will be in 2 weeks, but there's no guarantee of a quick verdict. At the same time, I'd say that given the pressure the Czech government is under over Lisbon, they will still regard this as a bit of good news, as will Brussels, no doubt.
So assuming that the Czech Constitutional Court did give the green light to the Lisbon Treaty, what would that then mean? What would happen next?
Well, the big stumbling block, of course, then in that case would be, as always, or as has been the case for a long time now, the Eurosceptic Czech President, Václav Klaus. It'd be up to him to sign Lisbon if the Czech court finds in favour of it. But he's now demanding an opt-out from the Lisbon Treaty's Charter of Fundamental Rights. He claims it could open the way for Germans expelled from Czechoslovakia after the Second World War to try to get their property back. On Monday, Jan Fischer, the Czech Prime Minister, said that he had a new plan in exchange for a promise from Mr. Klaus to try not to try to block Lisbon, rather, in any other way. He will ask EU leaders to grant that opt-out. And today he's been discussing that plan with the President of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, although we don't actually know yet what conclusion was reached by that or at that meeting. But there are a couple of reasons to question the plan's chance of success. For one, the EU could reject it, and for a second thing, or the second reason could be that the Czech Prime Minister doesn't actually have the agreement of Mr. Klaus on this. He wants not a mere declaration on a potential opt-out, he wants a legal guarantee, and that could require that the Lisbon Treaty ratification process would have to begin all over again. So it's very hard to imagine how the Czech government can actually go forward on this.
All right, Ian Willoughby, thank you very much.